Day 305, or November the 1st. How to make church more attractive. Our thoughts today come from Acts chapter 2, verse 47. Praising God and enjoying the favour of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Dr. Luke writes two major books which are in our Bible. They are his Gospel and his History or Acts of the Early Church, as it spreads from Jerusalem into Judea and Samaria and the rest of the world. He begins Acts where his Gospel ends, with the ascension of Jesus back to heaven. The church is established and quickly grows in strength and in numbers. Luke tells us about the miracle of tongues at Pentecost, the first miracle of healing carried out by named disciples, Peter and John, and the first sermons of that pillar of the church, Peter. And now today's action step. I find it interesting to read what Luke says. He tells us that all who were being saved are then added to the church. It is all part of the same transaction. Whether you like it or not, when you are a believer, you are part of the church. Worshipping with other like-minded people in your locality should be the norm. Having said that, most sincere believers do attend church anyway, if they are physically able to, but a few seem to attend only to find fault and sadly succeed too many times. Be sure you are wholehearted in your support of your local churches. Never openly criticize them. Your positivity alone can greatly enhance the church and its image, and make it a place that is more attractive to the world. After all, who wants to go if the folk who do attend never have anything good to report? When you consider what you have to offer in Christ, it's a crying shame that some people will never discover the real meaning of life because of a few believers expressing negative views. Make sure that you are not part of this negative influence. Being positive not only improves the church, but it improves you too. Try it and see.